and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Some of the federal judges who presided over trials of January 6th insurrectionists are making their thoughts known as they process the case dismissals following President Trump's clemency actions.
Judge Tanya Chutkan saying Trump's move cannot whitewash the blood, feces, and terror that the mob left in its wake. And it cannot repair the jagged breach in America's sacred tradition of peacefully transitioning power.
ABC's Rachel Scott, Judge Beryl Howell wrote, no process of national reconciliation can begin when poor losers are glorified. In Castaic, California, northern Los Angeles County, some 50,000 residents are under evacuation orders or warnings after a new wildfire broke out. Nashville authorities identified the shooter in Wednesday's incident at Antioch High School as 17-year-old Solomon Henderson. Police say he shot and killed a female student and wounded another student before killing himself. This is ABC News. House Republicans say they're not done investigating Democrat-led select committee that investigated the January 6th attack.
In a statement, the House Speaker says Republicans have already exposed the, quote, false narratives peddled by the January 6th panel. Now a new House Judiciary Subcommittee will continue investigating the investigation. It will be led by Georgia Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who recently suggested that former Congresswoman Liz Cheney should face criminal charges for coordinating with witnesses who testified. In his final hours in office, Joe Biden issued preemptive pardons to committee members and staff.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Much of the U.S. is in a winter deep freeze, but in the southern hemisphere, it's high summer. In Brazil, temperatures have topped 104 degrees in recent days. At a zoo in Rio de Janeiro, keepers are giving blood ice pops to cool off the carnivores and vegetable ice pops for the herbivores. Some also have access to water tanks. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bears' new head coach takes a shot at Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, introduced today as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Johnson had this to say about his time with the Lions and beating the Packers.
And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Basketball. The NBA has called off tonight's game between the Bucks and the Pelicans because of the winter storm that has dumped up to a foot of snow in New Orleans. The game to be rescheduled at a later date. The Wisconsin Badgers returning home after losing last night to UCLA in a close one, 85-83. Marquette with a decisive win over Seton Hall, 76-59. Cam Jones back on track, scoring 19 points after struggling over the weekend against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs low 20s, warming continues for the weekend. It's 25 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. What do you do when you see ICE agents in your neighborhood? Osania Tepfenhart, writing over at osania.substack.com, O-S-S-I-A-N-A, Oceana, I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing her name, wants you to know what you can do, what you should do. And she suggests, number one, keep your door closed. Talk to them through the door. Ask them to slip the warrant under the door. ICE agents are allowed to lie. The Oregon ACLU says, quote, look at the top and at the signature line to see if it was issued by a court and signed by a judge. Only a court or judge warrant is enough for entry into your premises. One issued by DHS or ICE and signed by a DHS or ICE employee is not. So apparently ICE creates phony search warrants that people assume are real because they don't know it's got to be signed by a judge. Oregon goes on to say, do not open your door unless ICE shows you a judicial search or arrest warrant naming the persons in your residence and or areas to be searched at your address. In all other cases, keep the door closed. State, I do not consent to your entry. She also adds, always, always, always consult a lawyer as soon as you can. She said, you don't even know if they're really ICE. Let them show you that they are legitimate. She says, if you show your citizenship papers, they will most likely leave. It's worth noting that you are allowed to videotape the interaction in single-party consent states. And if you don't know if your state is a single-party consent state, you can ask your friendly AI machine. If you have a passport, she says, now is the time to carry it. Do you see an ICE van in your neighborhood? Start knocking on doors and tell everybody what you saw. Text people, tell them what you saw so that they can warn others as well. Forewarned is forearmed. Meanwhile, the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, in several states now, three states, has been passing out flyers in Hispanic neighborhoods saying, leave now, avoid deportation. Incredible. The Ludlow, Kentucky Police Department, Bellevue, Kentucky Police Department. The Bellevue, Kentucky Police Department said, as disgusting as they are, currently the only criminal violation is littering and illegal posting of signage, the department noted on Facebook. Meanwhile, Donald Trump started his second presidency with a flurry of lies. And the thing that astonishes me is that I have seen basically no articles in the media about all of Trump's lies. I guess, you know, when Trump lies, it isn't news anymore, right? So, you know, it's like, why discuss it? But I think it is important, even though it's not news, that he's lying. I think it's important to call him out. You know, for example, like, you know, when he said, oh, we won the youth vote by 30 points. No, he lost the youth vote by 11 points. I mean, he just lied about it, right? In his inaugural address, he said, my recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over. Well, there was no betrayal. The economy is doing fine. The border is quiet, quieter than it ever was when Trump was president, actually, outside of COVID. And the so-called threat to democracy and freedom doesn't come from Joe Biden. It comes from Donald Trump himself. He lied in his unscripted remarks when he said that windmills are the most expensive form of energy. They're exactly the opposite. They're the cheapest form of energy, or one of them. He lied when he said that the 2020 election was rigged. It wasn't. He lied in his remarks at the Capital One Arena when he said, we won the youth vote by 36 points. He lost it by 11 points. I mentioned that. He lied when he said that IRS agents carry guns. They don't. He lied when he said the European Union doesn't take our farm products. It does. He lied when he said Spain is a member of the BRICS group. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, not Spain. That might not be a lie. That might just be Trump being stupid. He lied when he said, in many cases, the most aggressive January 6th rioters just happened to be outside agitators. They weren't. You know, the big headline, what should have been the big headline, what should have been the number one headline in every newspaper in America is, brand new president starts out his brand new presidency by lying. I mean, that would have been the headline if Eisenhower had done it. It would have been the headline if Harry Truman had done it. It would have been the headline if Jack Kennedy did it. It would have been the headline if Lyndon Johnson did it, or even Richard Nixon. But because we all expect Donald Trump to lie, it's not a headline. In fact, here is how the Washington Post and the New York Times dealt with this. Two writers to the New York Times. The first is Peter Baker. Again, this is the opening paragraph. Donald John Trump completed an extraordinary return to power on Monday as he was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States and opened an immediate blitz of actions to begin drastically changing the course of the country and issue in a new golden age of America. No mention of his lies. Michael Shearer wrote for the Times, quote, if his first inaugural address was a relentlessly dark vision of American carnage, President Trump made his second one a paean to the power of one person's ability to rescue a nation, specifically his. Again, no mention of his lies. Dan Balls, writing for the Washington Post, President Donald Trump turned Monday's traditional inaugural day ceremonies into something untraditional, part State of the Union address and part political pep rally. The 60th presidential inauguration, most of all, was pure Donald Trump and an extension of the campaign that restored him to power. No mention of the lies. I mean, this guy is a professional liar. He has made his living doing it. He talks about it in The Art of the Deal. You know, about being creative in the stories that you tell people. And, you know, presenting the best side of things and all, you know, I am very concerned for our country, given this. Of course, that's, you know, I guess that goes without saying. So what say you? What's on your mind? Vinola in Washington, D.C. Hey, Vinola, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. How are you today?
I am.
Happy New Year.
Fine, thank you. And back at you. Happy New Year to you too, Vanilla. What's up?
Okay, so I have you partly answered it. I have a question. I don't know how they could get rid of birthright citizenship without going through that process of amending the Constitution. You know, 2/3 of the House, 2/3 of the Senate, you know,
3/4 of the states.
That whole process.
Yeah.
And so, but I think I think what's happening here is that the lawsuits are going to get it to the Supreme Court, and that's how he's going to circumvent that entire process of amending the Constitution. Is that what's going to happen?
You're absolutely right, yes, in all probability. In fact, I think it's a virtual certainty. And again,
so
that...
should they have brought the lawsuits then?
Well, yes. I mean, you have no choice.
Run out.
I mean, if you don't bring the lawsuits, it becomes the law. You know, they have to have the lawsuits, and that clause that says subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That if you're born in the United States and you're not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, you're not a citizen. Was originally intended to prevent Native Americans from having citizenship, because Native Americans didn't get citizenship until the early 20th century. If they lived on a reservation, because they were citizens of the Cherokee Nation or the Apache Nation or whatever, and also to prevent the children of foreign diplomats from having citizenship, because foreign diplomats, they can even commit crimes and not get arrested, in the United States. They're literally not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And so if they have children here in the United States, their children do not become citizens either. But that's real. I mean, that clause, the subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which everybody ignores, is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And Trump is going to use this. I would say, the argument I would make is that in the Second Amendment, where it says, in order to have a well-regulated militia, it's a similar clause that has a very specific purpose and meaning that was completely ignored by Antonin Scalia in the Heller decision. And, I would like to see Democrats going back and saying, we want to make use of that clause. But I digress slightly. But, yeah, that's how I expect it to play out, Vinola. Vinola, I'm out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay,
thank you for the call. I got to run, but good talking to you. Thank you. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, there are some of us who are still sane and still here. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think Kamala Harris's slogan should have been not insane, right? Anyhow, we'll be right back. 16 minutes past the hour.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. G-E-T, Native Path. getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. And start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. Rising
in the dead of night. Stories written. Stages set. Larger than life, evil they won't forget. Genuine malice, a villainous name. Without the bad guy, there's no hero's fame. Divide and conquer, the stage is drawn. The heroes rise when the world is torn. Who's the first to win? Twisted fates, super anti-heroes, stories core.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Jose in Riverside, Illinois. Hey, Jose, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I disagree with you earlier. You said that you didn't know if it was a bad thing that Trump called the cartels terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be a good idea. Yeah, I want to remind you all the atrocities that the Pentagon has done in the Middle East, taking out families, celebrating weddings, innocent people standing by. These guys will, and Pete Pages is going to be in charge. So remember, imagine making calls and taking drones in Mexico, thinking that it's a cartel, and taking innocent people nearby around Do we really need that to help the neighbors?
That's a good point, Jose. So you think that Trump designating the cartels as terrorists, as international terrorist organizations, is the first step to an invasion of Mexico?
Yes, that is, with the previous president, there is in Sonora, at the desert, they have a lot of lithium. And they've been wanting to get the Canadian mining companies and U.S. companies to get in there. And the previous president say, no, this belongs to the Mexican people. Mm. And the previous administration, they were going along with the cartels in the United States. I follow the stuff because I'm from Mexico. I have a lot of family there. And they, my God, if they want to stop that, they should go with the companies that supply the arms to these cartels. Yeah. They are the number one. And I know the history of the United States, the CIA. You remember Kiki Camarena, a former Marine and a DEA. He was tortured. He was in Guadalajara back in the 80s with the beginning of the cartels. Mm-hmm. And they knew what was going on. And he was tortured brutally. They even had a doctor there to revive him, bring him back so they can keep torturing him. And then later, another former Marine working in the DA was sent over there by the director, and he was told, go find out what happened, who did this. And he went and he talked to the previous police officers who were present and all that. At the beginning, they were really scared. There is a documentary, by the way, in Amazon. It's called The Last Cartel or something like that. Mm-hmm. And this guy is a U.S. citizen, ex-Marine, DEA guy, and he really wanted to find out. And the police over there, they were talking. At the beginning, they were scared, but he told them, no, I'm not going to arrest you. I just want to know what happened. Please talk to me. I promise you. And these guys talk, and there is in the documentary, there is the pictures, the videos of these guys, and they say, it was you guys. You guys.
Yeah, it was the CIA.
He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yes, he couldn't believe it. He said, no, you're crazy, and they were laughing at him.
Yeah.
And then when he went deep and find out that actually it was real, this happened during Reagan, and the director, he went to Washington, and the director called him off. He said, no, stop. And they told him, stop, or it's going to happen the same thing. And he stayed quiet. But now he's older, and he said, I don't care. I don't care if whatever happens to me. He wrote a book, and there's a documentary in Amazon. It's unbelievable. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea. We don't need to take out innocent people and our neighbor, and that would be horrific. There's millions of U.S. citizens living in Mexico. Awesome, awesome, safe life.
Yeah, no, you're right, Jose. And once you designate somebody a terrorist, then all of their civil rights and, you know, all kinds of stuff goes out the window. So, you know.
And they will decide, so imagine that.
I got it. Jose, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Thank you. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Some of the federal judges who presided over trials of January 6th insurrectionists are making their thoughts known as they process the case dismissals following President Trump's clemency actions.
Judge Tanya Chutkan saying Trump's move cannot whitewash the blood, feces, and terror that the mob left in its wake. And it cannot repair the jagged breach in America's sacred tradition of peacefully transitioning power.
ABC's Rachel Scott, Judge Beryl Howell wrote, no process of national reconciliation can begin when poor losers are glorified. In Castaic, California, northern Los Angeles County, some 50,000 residents are under evacuation orders or warnings after a new wildfire broke out. Nashville authorities identified the shooter in Wednesday's incident at Antioch High School as 17-year-old Solomon Henderson. Police say he shot and killed a female student and wounded another student before killing himself. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bears' new head coach takes a shot at Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson introduced today as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Johnson had this to say about his time with the Lions and beating the Packers.
And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Basketball. The NBA has called off tonight's game between the Bucks and the Pelicans because of the winter storm that has dumped up to a foot of snow in New Orleans. The game to be rescheduled at a later date. The Wisconsin Badgers returning home after losing last night to UCLA in a close one, 85-83. Marquette with a decisive win over Seton Hall, 76-59. Cam Jones back on track, scoring 19 points after struggling over the weekend against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs low 20s, warming continues for the weekend. It's 24 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount now with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your New Year's discount at fieldofgreens.com. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out at fieldofgreens.com. Field of Greens, the only one that promises better health or your money back. Fieldofgreens.com. Making your way. Every single day, the power's in your hands, the choice is in your heart. From the smallest town to the biggest part, raise your banner high and let your colors show with the fire in your belly. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Robert in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hello, Tom. How are you? I really love your body of work. First time caller.
Thank you.
I'm not a political scholar, you know, although I have my moments, but I wanted to ask some kind of non-intellectual questions. Like, in the past 4 years with the Biden campaign, it seems as if, like, there hasn't been, like, a lot of preparedness around this. I feel like they know what's at stake, and I feel like we're at that point of kind of no return. I hate to feel that way, but in my heart it feels that way sometimes. I'm not going to give up the fight, but... even in your show, it says, we say fight back, in quotes. And I know you brought up The Matrix earlier. I want to get to that. But I'm kind of a lover and a fighter, and I'm trying to be more peaceful. But when I saw January 6th, I wanted to combat it. I wanted to rally up people because I felt like I've got a second sense that says this is dangerous. And I couldn't find any information about anybody else that wanted to stand up to it. I think we're just all too busy and wrapped up in our society. I just wonder why there was no preparedness either for, you know, safety, where to go, or how to fight this in a physical sense. And I know principally we aren't, as people that are democratically valued, militant people, but I feel like we may be forced to be, and some of us are going to stand back. And I'm trying to get at peace with myself just not to react this way, because principally I think it's a last resort. And my second question is
well, let's deal with your first very first. There are Democrats who are arming themselves. Some of them call into this program from time to time. There have been Democrats who've been warning about this for a long time. I'm among them. There are Democrats who are, or people who are joining the Democratic Party and who are joining, you know, nonprofit groups that, you know, affiliation groups like, you know, indivisible.org, that will stand up and will push back. And there are people who just independently are taking to social media and other mainstream media where you can make comments and things and standing up and speaking out. You know, a lot of that is going on right now. So, you know, I've been over the last 4 years, I was very disappointed in the Biden administration's ability to communicate what they were doing because Joe Biden is a relatively incompetent communicator. He was a great president and a lousy communicator. And this is an era now where you need, you know, communication is the number one priority, sadly. And Donald Trump is a very competent communicator. It's the one thing he's good at. So, if we're going to fight him, I don't think it's going to be fighting in the streets. I think it's going to be fighting in the channels of communication, this being one of them. It's why I'm here every day. So.
Excellent. I love that. And what was the name of the group, the first one you mentioned, Independence?
Indivisible.org.
Indivisible. Yeah. Okay. And my second quick question is, I know you're a really busy person, as we all are, and I really respect what you do. However, they're people. I even have a boss that's just so pigheaded, but he treats me well around supporting MAGA. And they just won't even listen to what we have to say. I feel like if they had 10 hours of your show, they'd come around, because it's hard to refute the truth when you really feel it in your heart or hear it. And then what say, like, if you made an appearance on Joe Rogan, because he's got this whole other demographic that doesn't even know our talking points. They're so fixated, not to say all of them, but because he has allowed a respected friend of his named Abby Martin, who represents kind of a very left socialist view. I can't speak for her, but I think that you could get some really good press through that, or like Piers Morgan or something. And I hate to say that. I mean, it's kind of like disingenuous sounding.
No, I used to go on Fox all the time and debate people, debate Republicans.
Oh, okay.
The last time I was on was probably a year ago. They quit inviting me because I was just kicking their ass. I mean, they just, you know,
yeah.
Enough of this. You know, I've never heard from any of these other people, and you know, so you know, we'll see. I'm available to the media. In fact, I'm going to be on a British media, on Times of London newspaper is just organized an interview with me. I do this stuff all the time. I was on MSNBC Saturday night, so it's not like I'm not out there trying as well, Robert.
Yeah,
and that's what we all need.
Oh, of course you are,
Robert. I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
They're afraid to call your show.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you. Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
It's not more about what Trump says. It's about what he does. And one of the first things he did was sign a bunch of executive orders. The first one was the one at 141. That was just basically rolling back diversity and equity programs. And I think it's really ironic that he signed all of these sweeping bills that like kind of target like DEI programs on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
You know, a day meant for us to reflect on our,
it's not ironic. It's tragic. Yeah. I'm with you.
It is. I wrote about it in my Substack that I do, an inaugural betrayal. And it just really sets the wrong tone, I he signed 24 of them, and none of them are designed to help any of us with the problems that people are having. You know, the only thing that affects consumer pricing is his revocation of the Medicare cap on the $2 right. prescription,
which makes prices go up.
Drugs.
Yeah, he just ended the $35 insulin. It's just crazy. Where is, you know, Donald Trump has done nothing to reduce grocery prices, and he never will, because that he was just lying to people. He views the MAGA base as suckers. He views them as people he can sell crap to. He would never invite them to join his club. He would never invite them to lunch or dinner. They're just suckers. They're just people he can extract cash from. And, you know, he's been that way his whole entire life. Marty, thank you. Well said. Randy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I just got a couple quick questions concerning birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
Isn't the birth certificate that's issued at the time of birth, would that not be considered a documentation of your citizenship?
It was until this week. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just thinking, you know, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, you're a citizen when you get a birth certificate.
Well, you know, again, John Eastman is the guy who most clearly made this argument for Donald Trump, and for, you know, and John Eastman is the guy who also came up with the idea that, you know, states could have phony electors and, you know, pull the 1876 routine. But anyhow, John Eastman's argument is that you are not subject to the jurisdiction of a government if that government does not know you exist, and does not know that you are within the country. And, you know, the perspective of all previous courts and legislatures and police has been that you are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States if you are physically on the land of the United States, whether the United States knows that you're here or not. And that argument is going to be, you know, 22 states now have sued, including the District of Columbia, on this issue, and it will go before the Supreme Court. And I think there's a very good chance that the Supreme Court is going to agree with John Eastman, but we'll see.
My second thing is, aren't Trump's kids birthright kids?
Well, the way that Trump wants to lay this out is that if either of your parents were citizens, then you're a citizen when you're born.
And that answers my question.
Right. And Trump was the, you know, one of the parents for all of his kids. I don't know that all of his wives were U.S. citizens at the time his kids were born, but I think they probably were. I think, you know, he got them naturalized pretty quickly. But, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, Randy. I'm surprised, frankly, that the media is not giving, you know, more coverage to the, you know, subject to the jurisdiction thereof argument. I think most Americans are just scratching their heads trying to figure out what the hell. But that's what's going on. And I, like I said, I think there's a good chance he'll prevail. Randy, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, everyone gets busy in the first weeks of the new year, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and the U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial so you can see how cool this works with that single dashboard. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM for your free trial. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up? Did you guys get snow today?
Hi, Tom. This is Jerry, and my take is simply that bishop that got Trump kicked off the other day, that was a woman. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, a brave woman.
And yes, and I know Stephanie Miller on her show had said about the coronation that was coming up the other day. She said there's two things that he really hates: a strong wind and a strong woman.
Yeah, it's true. And he really hates being laughed at, and that's another thing that we need to be doing is making more jokes about Trump. But excellent point.
True.
Excellent point.
Can I make one more point? I was a minor in history when I graduated from FSU, so I'll defer to the majors. But isn't our country the first, last, and only country that was really conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal? Just as President Lincoln said in the Gettysburg Address, right?
Yes, we were the first country that was not legally based on, arguably we were legally based at the time, you know, with slavery and everything else, but theoretically, let's say, based, proclamation-based on genetics. You know, if you're a Swede, it's because your relatives lived in Sweden. If you're a Norwegian, you know, fill in the blank, right? Any country in the world. In America, it's everybody is welcome, or at least that was the theory. And it became reality, as you said, with Abraham Lincoln, or it began to become reality. It still is not fully reality. We still have a long way to go.
Correct. And my point is, since we're really the only country that survived over 240 years with that proposition, and look at all the wars we've gone through. We went through the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, Civil War, two world wars, and then a bunch of other wars. As long as this country has survived, I think it can survive 4 years of a wannabe tin horn dictator.
I agree. What's your thought? I agree, Jerry. I'm concerned. I'm worried. I'm horrified. I'm upset.
So
I am not frightened. I agree with the jury. That was very well said. Thank you very much. Joe in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. A while back, you were listing the lies that Trump has told.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to you for at least 15, 16 years, and I admire you incredibly, and Trump's the last person I'd want to have this in my house.
What? What did I say wrong, yeah. Joe?
What you said wrong was that Trump lied when he said that IRS agents carry guns. My kid brother, he was a surprise baby, is an IRS agent now for 14, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And when he was hired to work for the IRS, he went his first 3-4 months employment was he went into training on how to handle firearms.
Oh, interesting.
And he and a whole bunch of his peers carry guns.
Well, I stand corrected.
And they're IRS agents.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I said I stand corrected.
Now, we all know that every second word out of his mouth is a lie, but that's one of them that isn't.
Okay.
Just to
all right.
Correct the record.
Thank you, Joe.
If you want to
I appreciate
call
it. I like the show to be accurate, and I was reading from another source, and I just took their word for it. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Richard in Shockett, Montana. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just an old Army colonel, a cattle rancher. And it's nothing like you see on Yellowstone, but I want to say Joan Baez said action is the best antidote for despair. And I want to remind folks that Trump's older brother and sister, I think Mary and Fred, who died, they were born to Mary McLeod Trump, who in 1937-38 had those children, and she wasn't naturalized till 1942. And, of course, Fred Sr. was born in America. And I got to say, I agree with you, Biden tried to do things right, but he was a poor communicator. And worst of all, Merrick Garland came to a gunfight with the Republicans with a butter knife.
Yeah.
And the last thing I got to bring up is we're out here in rural America. We're going to get screwed, and tariffs can be used right, as you always argue. But I don't know what it takes to bridge the rural and urban divide, Tom. You know it well. It's like toxic green acres. So
I think it's media, Richard.
How do you bridge the rural-urban divide?
I think it's media. I think when Democrats or democratically aligned billionaires start buying up radio stations and putting progressive talk show hosts on the air, that you're going to see these areas change.
Right.
The only thing
progressive out here is public radio and certain spots around.
Yeah, and that's not even really progressive. You know, they try to be balanced. Yeah. But when we had Air America, which they took down in 2010. But we helped elect Barack Obama president. We had a real impact with Air America. We just need to bring that back. Richard, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And thanks for a very insightful commentary from Montana. I appreciate it. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get three or 6-packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bipartisan House vote approved an amended version of the Lake and Riley Act requiring detention of undocumented migrants suspected of even minor offenses.
This legislation got some significant Democratic support in the Senate, got about 12 Democratic votes, and the first time it passed in the House, it got 48 Democratic votes. There has been vocal criticism from some Democrats saying that this chips away at due process because it creates this indefinite detention of those who have just been accused of a crime rather than convicted of a crime.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Continuing wildfire trouble in the Los Angeles area. More than 50,000 people under evacuation orders or warnings from a new fire burning north of L.A. Labor peace in Las Vegas. The Culinary Workers Union announced ratification of a 5-year contract for 700 employees at the Virgin Las Vegas, bringing to an end the longest strike by Vegas hotel workers in decades. This is ABC News. Jeep recall. Automaker Stellantis recalling